This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
I can't sit here and say that they're all world or anything yet.
I don't know how to put this, and we're friends.
You hate this take.
Well,
Go ahead.
What I hate about it is I think you're talking out of both sides of your mouth.
All right, tell me
if
why.
If Deshaun was the problem and the end-all, be-all problem, you could have put Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, and Steve Largent in his prime around Deshaun, and I don't know you would have been any better.
Isn't that what Jonathan's trying to say there? I think that's what they're showing you. I mean, they went out and they traded for Amari Cooper, and they did that before they got Deshaun Watson because they thought they were going to go get Deshaun Watson. Then they went and they got Elijah Moore, and then they went and they got Jerry Jeudy, and then they went and they drafted Cedric Tillman. With the exception of Amari Cooper, all these guys showed up on Sunday.
Yes.
What's that tell you? Isn't that apparent and clear? Like, I just want to wait one more week before I start to say things that I can't take back and won't take back.
Yeah, I mean, if Tillman has another big game, what are we going to be saying about him? That's three in a row.
Yeah.
One with Watson, partially.
Well, it might make me feel a little bit better about Andrew Berry, except, you know, well, he was, you know, one of the people who want to go out and get the quarterback. Like, your draft pick wasn't that bad at all. Your quarterback was terrible. I'm sorry, guys. I don't know what the both sides of the mouth thing is.
Well, all right.
What was Jonathan saying? Was he saying that was two-sided?
Nick was saying there was, because he's always been a big believer in these receivers, even Elijah Moore.
Okay.
And for me, that had left,
that's fine.
A year and a half ago.
That's fine.
But all of a sudden, Elijah Moore did look very, very solid.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think, truth be told, I don't think any of them looked like we get into the argument all the time about number one. Like, they did look good. I need to see much more to start to talk about a guy as a number one.
Yeah, of course.
Like a definitive number one. I mean, the first Tillman touchdown, now he caught everything, which was great to see, and he did use his physicality towards the end zone to get into the end zone to shed a would-be tackler. But it was a breakdown in coverage. Like, the announcers right afterwards were like, that is a huge breakdown in coverage. Look at all the Ravens are looking at each other. But
you can always take advantage. Yeah, you can always take advantage of breakdowns and coverage.
How many
yeah.
times have guys not caught the ball?
Many.
So, I mean, Amari Cooper, so bizarre, was not catching the football. I thought it was very interesting that it was a one-game situation where I didn't know who to give credit to who. How to give credit to who in different situations. Because they changed so many things all at once. All of a sudden, Nick Chubb, even though the yards per carry don't say, the people that look at the film were like, oh my God, there were five things Nick Chubb did in that game that looked like old Nick Chubb. Offensive line. Not only was the offensive line really good in protecting Jameis, statistically, all season, they protected him better than any offensive line has protected any quarterback. Okay, Ken Dorsey. First time he's called plays all year. And finally, Jameis Winston. All these are brand new things at once. So yeah. It's hard for me to be like, that's the reason. I think Jameis was the biggest reason. I did say that yesterday. I thought
How
Jameis was the
not?
Biggest.
How could you not? That's where I don't want to just team up and beat up on Nick here, but I don't understand. It's clear. I mean, these guys, at least through 1 week, again, Elijah Moore was a missing person. We talked more about his dad's tweets than we did about Elijah Moore himself throughout the first part of this season.
And
he
shows up
on Sunday?
I don't think his dad tweeted much over the
He didn't
the last
have to.
Week.
How many times was his son targeted yesterday on Sunday? So you have a quarterback that stands there. I mean, this is just an offense that is more predicated. I mean, maybe, yeah. Like, you know, Josh Allen can take off and run, but he's going to try to throw. Jameis Winston is not really going to take off and run. He's going to try to throw. Joe Flacco, I think we found out last year, was a little more athletic still than what people remembered. But he's going to try to throw. You got to be a throw-first guy. You can't just pull it down and take off. You can't do that. Like, and I don't think any NFL quarterback can do that. Like, one of the big concerns we had about Jaden Daniels coming out was like, man, there's a lot of times at LSU, he's just going to pull it down and he's going to go. He's not looking to make a throw. Like, there was very little times where he'd roll out and there was a threat of him to run and he's dumping it off for a 10-yard gain to a tight end on a cross that extended his route. Like, there's very little of that. Once he was going, he was going. He's doing that different this year. Jameis would maybe escape a little bit and then do it. That's what you needed out of Watson. That's what you brought in Ken Dorsey for. You can run an offense with these guys. You can't run an offense with the other guy. At least you weren't able to at that time. It's clear and simple. And when you have wide receivers who know they're open and know when they're going to get the ball, like Cedric Tillman, I'm open, give me the ball. He caught the ball. I know I'm open, give me the ball. If you don't have trust in your quarterback, you are going to have times where, yeah, he's going to throw the ball to you, and you're not going to be ready to catch that ball. Now, I still need Cedric Tillman to run the right route all the time. I don't think he's out of the woods. But damn, like, how could you not see that and see how different it was with David Njoku as well? We didn't even mention him. These wide receivers, it was a different type of display. And Baltimore is terrible against the pass. They've been that way all year. All right, fine. This week will be another test. They're going to line up. They're going to try to run the ball. And they're going to try to play defense with the LA Chargers. That's going to be their calling card. That's a Jim Harbaugh type team. And we'll find out whether or not this was a one-week flash-in-the-pan thing or this is something that, hey, they won, and now maybe we can be a little bit more sustainable here.
Mm-hmm. So overall,
I think Jameis made the wide receiver core better is the gist of all
that. That was kind of my feeling, too. I will say, to play devil's advocate,
please,
the film gurus all year have said that Judy's been open, Elijah Moore's been open, that these guys have been open, and Deshaun's just been missing them.
Shouldn't they have made him a little bit better, though? So if they had bad wide receivers, he would have found a way to be even worse than what he was?
Yeah, that's what I want. How could you? How could you be any worse? But we did know. Like, I did kind of poke fun at this, that it seems like the last 15 wide receivers the Browns have gotten, one way, shape, or form, great route runner. I'm like, how many great route runners are there in the NFL then? Is the NFL populated by 98% great route runners?
A lot of them.
Is great just a catch-all? Like, do we actually have variations of great? Like, it's just become such a catch-all phrase.
I think a route runner is a guy, like, I've had people teach me
this.
Is
it not that hard to run routes?
Well, no.
If we call them all great?
With wide receivers, like, I told you, I accuse Andrew Berry of having one, but I'm not a person who's in power. He is. I've had a blind spot for wide receivers last offseason. I told you. I went and I talked to some people and I asked them point blank. I go, what is it? What is it that makes a wide receiver? What makes a quote-unquote route runner? Being able to diagnose a defense while you're lining up. You know, seeing what a coverage is while you're lining up and understanding a relationship with a quarterback that you're going to change your route here because of how they're lined up defensively and how you can still get open, how you could still get a first down here. You know, these are things that we don't realize here because we're not wide receivers and we don't pay that close of attention to them. I don't pay as close of attention to them as I do offensive and defensive lines and defensive ends and quarterbacks for that matter. I don't. And so there's been a little bit of a blind spot there. But I think that's what people are talking about. If they talk about Jerry Jeudy or Elijah Moore, Ced Tillman, even though he's not a great route runner, I think that's what they're talking about there. 216-474-0092. Is there even a conversation about who made who better? Do you believe that the wide receivers made Jameis Winston better? You're going to have to explain that to me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod. That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.